Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
Vice President Kamala Harris is citing damning criticism of Donald Trump by his longest-serving chief of staff. Former Marine General John Kelly told the New York Times his old boss praised Adolf Hitler when in the White House and said while he agreed with many Trump policies, the former president would govern like a dictator if reelected. Meanwhile, Trump is campaigning in Georgia, where polling shows he has a slim advantage over Harris. He's telling supporters to vote early and repeating his commitment to crack down on immigrants.
We made the border really good, and now we're going to have to do it again. The difference is this border is 10 times, 15 times worse than it was in 2016.
According to Pew, border crossings have fallen dramatically since the Biden administration got Mexico to impose harsh policies there. The Border Patrol reports that August encounters at the southern border were down more than three quarters compared to last December. After a review of the 8 million names on Georgia's voter rolls, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says they found only 20 registered non-citizens.
Georgia is a model when it comes to preventing non-citizen voting.
Raffensperger says 9 of the 20 ever cast a ballot. The names were removed from the voter rolls and have been turned over to law enforcement. Democrats say Trump would use fear of migrants to impose authoritarian control using the right-wing roadmap Project 2025. Trump denies knowing what's in the plan, but New York Attorney General Letitia James says it shows he's a threat to the rule of law.
Donald Trump has no real agenda, just concepts. And there are other individuals who have agendas who will represent the whole of government and will, again, deny all of us our basic rights.
The nonprofit Forward Montana reports a palpable shift among Montana's young voters since Harris replaced Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee. The group's Sophie Scawthorne says specific issues are driving much more registration and voter engagement in spite of the state's deep red politics.
Based on our own research, we know that housing affordability and access to housing, inflation, LGBTQ plus issues, and reproductive rights are on the top of the mind for young people.
Other organizations are working to reduce divisive political rhetoric. Adrian Evans is head of United Vision for Idaho and says a message that targets certain groups can increase the likelihood of political violence.
Don't repeat it. Don't repost it. Challenge it. Think about if someone who's being targeted, who resembles this group or this identity, were to see this, how would they feel? And do you want to be the perpetrator of that?
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.